What is that?
Jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is no joke. It takes years to master.
Martial arts are a vehicle for developing your human potential.
Training in BJJ offers a powerful lens through which to examine some primary human concerns: truth versus delusion, self-knowledge, ethics, and overcoming fear.
There's more philosophy in our mats than actually philosophy in any Ivy League.
Welcome to Philosophy.
What up, guys?
We're back again. Another episode of Julosophy.
Yes, and we are in the house.
We're not in the house. We're still in Manchester. 3 episodes now. We're still in Manchester.
Yeah, man. And yeah, it's heartbreaking because I'm a Man United fan. Mm. And we're staying at an Airbnb right next to Man City Stadium.
As an American, I could care less.
Yeah.
That's a very American phrase. You know, people tell me that all the time, that I could care less. I don't understand why that's so American, but anyway.
The most preposterous thing is John doesn't understand anything about football, but he is a killer in FIFA. So, go figure. Yeah, so today we want to talk about something that we've been thinking about. John, do you want to start expanding it?
Sure. So, Iggy and I were talking about our jiu-jitsu and our jiu-jitsu styles, and it kind of made us think, does our jiu-jitsu style say something about how we are as people? Is our jiu-jitsu style an expression of who we are? And we were really trying to like unpack that last night, and we were struggling. So maybe as we're doing this podcast live today, we can kind of answer that question. And we also challenge you guys to think, what does your jiu-jitsu style say about you as a person? What do you think, Iki?
So I'll start with something that I heard in an interview from Israel Adesanya. He was talking about how before he was a MMA fighter, he wanted to be a dancer. So he used to dance a lot. And he fights in a way that is very fluid and almost rhythmically, right? Like very expressive, like Anderson Silva as well. He has a little bit of what Brazilians called ginga, kind of like style that comes from capoeira, like feels like he's dancing, just, you know. And in a way, what he was saying is that he believes that his footwork with boxing is better because of his dancing. A lot of his improvisation or things that look like improvisation, it's because of dancing. And the dancing is an expression of who we are. It's an expression of his culture. It's an expression of his own experiences outside of the fighting. And they kind of just melt all together. So,
what did you say the other day about a samurai who can't dance or something?
Oh, yeah. It's the guy who wrote the Book of Five Rings. I'm forgetting his name. He's a big-ass samurai legend. Like samurai nerds would know. Okay. But he says, never give a sword to a man who can't dance. And also, pretty much the thing that I was thinking about when we were talking about is, for example, how I look up to guys who their style is take the other guy to the floor, pressure him into another dimension, pass his guard, and then let him know that life was good until this choke sinks deep. Yeah, right? And like he just goes into another.
So what does that say about you as a person, the way you live your life? Does it say anything? Is it similar?
Somehow I can see, like, for example, I can see, I rarely just like something. I usually obsess about something. Talk about it all the time, think about it all day long. We've been in this trip together, and I think you can agree to that. So it's like it's almost like a hammer on a nail all the time with a lot of pressure. Sometimes it's steady, sometimes it's hard, but the pressure never stops. And in many ways that's good, but there are times where that is not reasonable at all. It's even hurtful to me. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the thing that I strive to, I find interests me the most in jiu-jitsu, is not necessarily just choking someone, but is getting to a position where I'm passing, but I'm not taking the position from them. I want my opponent to give me the position because I put him through so much pain, you know, and so much pressure that they cannot do anything but actually think that, oh, this is so much pressure. What I should do right now is give him the position. Mm-hmm. When they give me the position, they realize that, oh, that pressure was a trick. I should have never let myself give into that. I should have hold on and just stayed taking the pressure. Mm-hmm. I gave him the position. So that's the thing that turns me on. rocks my socks.
Rocks your socks. I prefer that phrase.
And to an extent, I see a lot of that in other things that I'm into, other things that I like, mm-hmm. even a lot of how am I as a person, like my level of enthusiasm, it's obsessive to an extent. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's a real correlation.
Could
what
be.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to think about it. It's something to ponder. It's a point to ponder, as they say.
And you know, what do you think about you, like,
yeah, in your jiu-jitsu? My jiu-jitsu, we were talking about this yesterday. It doesn't rock my socks as much to get a submission as it does to play almost this, like, very cat-and-mouse style guard. If anybody knows me, they know I love playing, like, open guards. I love De La Riva. I love learning to off-balance the guy, send him in both directions, maybe Barambolo. It's very, like, I feel, yeah, cat and mouse, where I enjoy the game. I enjoy the game aspect of it. I enjoy, like, toying with my opponent and judging their reactions and trying to give them, like, oh, man, I messed up kind of moment. Mm. Like, oh, where you fell into my trap. And I still can't figure out how that relates to me as a person, but, I'll get there. I'll figure it out. I'll let you guys know. I'm sorry. Like Yiki and I said, we're still trying to understand this ourselves, but we just kind of wanted to, give you guys something to think about, cause we're thinking about it too.
Yeah. And also we want some enlightenment, like, cause maybe if it does, you know, like, maybe we can also not just improve in jiu-jitsu and see how we can take lessons from the mat to our lives and take lessons from our lives to the mat, which is just as important.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, talking about the self-expression thing, something just came to my mind. I remembered about two books that I read. This one is a novel, right? And it's about this guy. Let me explain why I'm talking about it. So I got into jiu-jitsu because I was depressed, right? And my friend suggested you should do the jiu-jitsu. This will make you feel better. And I remember reading a book about a guy. It was a novel by Hermann Hesse. It's called Steppenwolf. It's about this guy in his 50s and he's going through a midlife crisis. So he meets a girl at a bar and they start chatting. And halfway through the chat, she's like, oh, let's go. Her song comes on that she likes. She's like, let's go dance. And he's like, I don't dance. And she's like, ah, no wonder why you're depressed. How come you don't dance? You know, like, and you're not going to be depressed. And it's almost like, I remember my friend telling me, go do jiu-jitsu. Don't let whatever you're thinking stay in your head. Take it out. Like, you know, like, put it on your whole body. And there is this branch of psychology and stuff that believes that your body is your mind. It's not, your mind is not in your head, it's in your body. So, like, a lot of, for example, trauma and stuff, like, for example, as animals, when we tense up, let's say if it's a bear, there's a video of this, of a bear getting chased by people who want to hunt her.
Mm-hmm.
And after they find the bear, she's shaking. And it's like the fear is not just in the bear's head of seeing these hunters. It's like in her whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the only way to take all that, all those emotions out sometimes is just to express it through your body. So I wonder if even when we're not just expressing who we are, but we're expressing what we feel in jiu-jitsu, because there are days that maybe you feel angry
mm-hmm.
and you put it in the mat, or maybe days that you feel like a little bit, you know, chilled, and the way you fight maybe shows a little bit of that.
Mm.
And actually, maybe if you this is so, but like, yeah, maybe if you notice how you feel, you could rather than trying to go against that, why don't I just express that when I fight today?
That's really good. I'm gonna give that a try.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, why don't I try to just go with it and express myself?
Yeah, I'm feeling lazy. What if I just don't pull guard and just hold him down for 5 minutes? That sounds good.
Oh, man.
Anyways, guys, what do you guys think? Do you think that jiu-jitsu is a form of self-expression? And what does that mean to you?
Send us an email. Send us a letter.
Yes.
Write us a letter. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, you know, like, also send us some sponsorship. Express yourself, you know? Not for real. Like, yeah.
Yeah, a sponsorship would be cool, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking for real about the self-expression.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. You are the best. Look at you. Look at me. Look back at you. You are the best.
And the realist. Yeah. You lost me out.
Yeah. Peace out.